Bava Kama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Kama Bavli, Daf Mem Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Dalad on the base at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Shorsha Hai Miskavin Chaveiroi Veke Sa'isha Ve'yotzo Yardeha Patam Medvei Vladis. If an ox intended to gore another ox and it hit a woman and made her miscarry, it does not pay for the fetus. Adam Shai Miskavin Chaveiroi Veke Sa'isha Ve'yotzo Yardeha Meshan Demei Vladis. If Reuven intended to kill a person and he hit a woman and made a miscarry, he pays for the fetus. Heitzah Mishan Dmei Vladis, Shomnes Ha'isha, Kam Ha'isa Yofer, Adjulei Yolga, Kam Ha'yofer, Mishay Yolga. How does one pay for the fetus? We evaluate how much the mother was worth before giving birth and after giving birth. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Yom Kain, Mishay Isha Yolada, Hi Mishabachas, Elat Avladis, Kamahin Yofen, Venoisnin Lebal. Mishin Gamliel says this cannot be, because if so, she's worth more after birth. Rather, we estimate how much the child is worth, he gives this to her husband. Ve'im ein, should say ein la, ba'al, noisim le'yoshav. If she has no husband, it goes to the heirs. Haisa, shifcha v'nishtachra, oi gieres, pata. If she was a freed slave or convert, and also her husband was a freed slave or convert, and he had no heirs, there's no payment. The Gemara says, "Shor shahaya miskavin lechaveyoi ha imhaya miskavin leisha chayav." The Gemara asks that our Mishnah discusses an ox that intended to go on ox, which implies that if he intended for the woman, then it's liable. Leishniyehi benchu miskavin laakoyis veisha benchu miskavin laakoyis chaveyoi. And the Gemara answers, "It makes no difference. It's exempt whether it intended for the woman or for another ox." Belama tanina hacha. Why was it taught over here that it intended for another ox? Amma Abba Bar Rav Chanan began Masnifin had the basa Adam Shahi Miskavin la Chaveri Vehikes Aisha Vyatsa Yadea Mashan Dmei Vladis. Abba Bar Rav Chanan answered it's due to the latter case in the Mishnah. If Reuven intended to kill a man and he hit a woman and made a miscarry, he pays Dmei Vladis. Tani Ha'im el Chaveri Shifcha Vladonis Ani Meichelach Onea Mashpichem Aisa. Abaisa says, one who says to his friend, I am telling to you a shifra who can bear children, her ability to bear children increases her value. Roshim Megamliel Oimer Kutizmi Hi Zu. Roshim Megamliel says, is this a praise? If she didn't bear children until now, this decreases her value because she's in danger of dying during childbirth. Siv Ki Natsu Anoshim Benakri Isha Hara V'yatsu Yiladea Abi Yosi Ben Halon Oimer Mimashra Shinem V'yatsu Yiladea Eini Yodea Shehu Hara. Matam Leimer Hara. The Gemara asks, Abba Yosi ben Chanan asks a question from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Shmos Chafalav Perek Chosbeis, when two men will argue and one will hit a pregnant woman and she will miscarry her fetus. Since it says that she miscarried, don't I know that she was pregnant? Why does it have to say Hara? Magid she'in nischayev ad shiyakam b'makam uba ha'im hika al kaf yada oi al kaf ragla pata. The Gemara answers the teacher that he's liable only if he hit her in the place of a fetus, but if he hit her on a hand or on a foot, then he's exempt. Asher Yoshis Olav Bal Haisha Shemini Afapisha Ein Heroin Cheloi. The Gemara says, Asher Yoshis Olav Bal Haisha, that connotes even if the pregnancy is not from him, means if she was pregnant from her first husband when she married him. Tamulema Hara Magid Sheina Mishalim Elad Bal Heroin. The answer is no. That Hara teaches that he pays only to the one from whom she is pregnant. Ru'ukva shal ba'al imay ba'al achaisay afhu ba'al hevayin hu. Ru'ukva asked, well, if one had relations with his mother or his sister, he should be able to receive Dmei Vladis, the pregnancy is from him. Talmud Loma ba'al eshevoy lekaris ba'al yotza elu she'ena ru'uyin liyos ba'al. The Gemara says, no, the Pasuk says ba'al, one is proper to be called a husband. This excludes these different cases of incest, who are not proper to be called the husband. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yochanan, Uborin Ein Yotzim B'Shein V'Ayin. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that fetuses do not go free through the master knocking out a tooth or eye. Nicha B'Shein V'Ayin, granted that he needs to teach about an eye, why does he need to teach about a tooth? Even a born slave goes free only for permanent teeth. Am Rabbi Yossi V'Obun, Kinemas Nisen Uborin Ein Yotzim B'Shein V'Ayin Shel Iman. Rabbi Yosef Ben answered, no, the Rabbi Yochanan means that fetuses don't go free through the tooth or eye of their mother.